it right, but I pretended to. I push you into the light like I know what's good for you. At least you're crying on the outside, 'cause I've been holding in.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you heard starting off the program tonight was something from Royal Canoe out of Winnipeg and their new album called Sidelining. I'm sorry. And that was a track called Alexandria, and that's also featuring another Winnipeg artist, Begonia. She was did some guest vocals on that track, and Begonia is also based out of Winnipeg. And she's also known as Alexa Dirks. And I do believe, I can't recall if I played her before, but I know I've definitely checked out her music, and she has done a few shows in Vancouver, as far as I know. So yeah, you tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and hope everyone's doing pretty good this rainy Friday evening. And whatever you have in store tonight, you can definitely listen to some great music tonight. Got a lot of new stuff coming up for you in the next hour and a half. A lot of new stuff that I've been checking out, and just some new Canadian stuff as well. So starting off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from a group called Cots, and Cots is based out of Montreal, and it's COTS, and they have a new album out called Disturbing Body, and you can hear a track off of it, something called Sun Spotted Apple. Check it out at cotsmusic.bandcamp.com. And this album was produced by Sandro Perry, who pretty well known producer, and he does a lot of the Constellation Records stuff, and just all kinds of other stuff, not necessarily limited to Constellation Records. But yeah, we're gonna hear this track from Cots, and then after that we're gonna hear something from a release that I'm pretty excited to play, and that's the new album from HTRK. The new album called Rhinestones was just put out recently, like officially released. And a few weeks ago, I played a track off of it in anticipation of this. And if you're not familiar, HTRK, I think they were formerly known as Hate Rock, but they're an Australian group, and their previous album was on one of my top 10 albums in, I do believe, 2018, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, so pretty excited that we have new stuff from HTRK. And once again, the new album is called Rhinestones. It's out on Ghostly International Records. And yeah, actually that was 2019 there. Venus and Leo came out, and that was also on my top 10 albums. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to hear something from Cots. This track is called Sun Spotted Apple, followed by HTRK.
Baby, Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No, they must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
And we're back. That was something from HTRK, a track from the new album called Rhinestones. That was a track called Sunlight Feels Like Bee Stings. It's out on the Ghostly International label, and I do believe it's also being put out on a label called NJ and Blueberries in a blue cassette version. And this is their fifth studio album, I do believe. And previously, they're also known as Hate Rock. And they're an Australian group. Really, really beautiful pop music and very light. And yeah, probably going to see if it's on my top 10 at the end of the year, but I'll have to give it a few more listens. But I'm really, really liking this new album from HGRK. Prior to that, you heard something from Kotz and a track off the Disturbing Body album. You heard the track called Sun-Spotted Apple, and Kotz are based out of Montreal, Quebec, and it's the work of Steph Yates. And check it out at kotzmusic.bandcamp.com, and that's C-O-T-S. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what we're going to hear next is something from a group called Home Shake. They're based out of Toronto. And we're going to hear a track off their album called Under the Weather. And you're going to hear a track called Vacuum, is what I have queued up. And Home Shake is the work of a guy named Peter Cigar, making some pretty interesting, I guess, kind of bedroom, actually I'm not quite sure, I have to give it a little more of a listen, kind of a rock alternative kind of stuff. I'm sorry, I haven't listened to it too much other than today. And what we're gonna hear after Home Shake is something from Hand Drawn Dracula Records, a track off a artist named Breeze. It's just simply Breeze. And the new album is called Record, simply known as Record. And we're going to hear a track off of that. Let me see what I have queued up. Something from a track called Bruised Skin is what we're going to hear. And once again, that's new stuff on Hand Drawn Dracula Records of Toronto. And have played them a few times recently. Some stuff from Brian Borchert, and yeah, so they're a pretty good label. Definitely check out some other stuff from Hand Drawn Dracula. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Home Shake out of Toronto. This track is called Vacuum. Thank you. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. That was Breeze and a track called Bruised Skin, and that's taken off the album called Record. That's put out on Hand-Drawn Dracula Records. And prior to that, you heard something from Home Shake and a track called Vacuum, which is taken from the Under the Weather album that came out. And yeah, Home Shake is based out of Toronto. Check them out at homeshake.bandcamp.com. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from a group called Fleece. And this is a group out of Montreal, Quebec. And they have an album out called Stunning and Atrocious. And I'm messing up my words quite a bit. But we're going to hear a track off of that, something called The Upside Down. And I'm not sure if it's actually a reference to Stranger Things, but they have a track called The Upside Down. They also have a kind of crazy monster on the front, and I guess it could be kind of similar to the monster thing in Stranger Things. But anyways, check them out at fleecemusic.bandcamp.com, and I do believe they're a queer group based out of Montreal, I think a five-piece, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, they're doing pretty good on the campus radio charts right now across Canada. So it means other campus stations are playing them quite often. Other stations like CITR. After Fleece Music, we're going to hear something from a reissued album from a group called Ouman. And I do believe that's a French duo that was in the early 90s, maybe even before that. But they're a sibling duo of Danielle and Didier Jean, making some really nice, dreamy pop, kind of ethereal type stuff that gets some comparison to Cocteau Twins and perhaps something like KUKL, but I'm gonna have to give them a bit more of a listen. They're being reissued on the Revenge International album or label, which is based out of Brooklyn, New York, and also home to such artists as The Body and all kinds of other cool stuff. They also do some really cool reissues, like this case. But the album is called Chaleur Humaine, and it originally came out in 1992. From it, you're going to hear a track called, what did I have queued up? Oh, something called Cordes Sensibles. And that's, once again, that's Ouman, U-M-A-N. And yeah, so I guess we'll hear these two tracks and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Fleece, and this track is called The Upside Down.
You with my heart. CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
That was something from a recently reissued by Revenge International, and that's something from Uman, U-M-A-N, And that was a track called Cordes Sensibles off the Chaleur Humaine album that came out in 1992. And that's a French duo and Danielle and Didier Jean. Sorry, I just kind of went blank there for a minute. And they're making some really cool, dreamy pop in the vein of the Cocteau Twins. And that's also being put out on a label called Freedom to Spend Records. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR. And prior to that, you heard something from Fleece with a track called Upside Down off the Stunning and Atrocious release. And Fleece is based out of Montreal, Quebec. And up next, we're going to hear something from the longtime art punk group called Art Rock, I guess. That's Liars. And Liars have a brand new album out called The Apple Drop. It's out on Mute. I think pretty much almost all of their stuff is out on Mute Records. And we're going to hear a track off of it. Something called My Pulse to Ponder. And then after that, I think we're going to hear... Let me see. We're going to hear something from a band that I've been wanting to play for a little while. They have a new release, but it was in 2020, so it was when I was away from the station. That's something from the group called Alpha Hopper. And we're going to hear a track from Alpha Hopper, a track called, I do believe the album is called Index, and they're based out of Buffalo, New York. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called, what do they have queued up, something called Big Body, and check it out at alphahopper.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from Liars. This track is called My Pulse to Ponder.
Since I was 4, has it been safe? The horizon line was curved and hard to chase. I found a blade and sharpened it way close. So it glistened in the moon when I cut your throat.
And from Alpha Hopper, that was a track called Big Body. Let's take it from the Alpha Hex Index that was released last year. And prior to that, you heard something from Liars and a track off of a new album called The Apple Drop. You heard the track called My Pulse to Ponder. And that's out on Mute Records. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear something from a older post-punk group out of Australia, a group called He Dark Age, and that's not the Dark Age, He Dark Age. And this was originally released in 1986, and it's an album called Ecce Homo. It's out on a label called Purely Physical Teeny Tapes, and it's their debut record. It's a really interesting kind of post-punk release, kind of pretty experimental in some ways, but really, really cool stuff. Get some comparison to Severed Heads. But from He Dark Age, we're going to hear a track, something called, what do they have queued up? The track is called Does It Work or Not? And then after He Dark Age, we're going to hear something from Photocrime. And this is a new release out on Profound Lore Records, which is a label based out of Kitchener, Ontario, primarily focusing on a lot of extreme and experimental metal and loud music. But occasionally they'll release something that's not quite as loud, and this is one of those releases. It's an artist named Photocrime. That's F-O-T-O Crime. And it's the work of Ryan Patterson, making some kind of a danceable, kind of post-punkish type stuff. And we're going to hear a track off the album called Heart of Crime by Photocrime. And we're going to hear something called Crystal Caves. And once again, that's Photocrime on Profound Lore Records. But first, something from Australia, an older post-punk band called Heat Arcade. This track is something called... Sorry, I'm just getting everything queued up for you. This track is called Holding Out for Eden.
Everything pointed toward experience in Red Tower sweeps the cause of a neurosis. But it could only have reflected some earlier trauma. Earlier, before adolescence. Again, the tormenting contradiction Breuer pointed out. How can the sexual instinct become the object of repression before it's awakened?
How will it be
so? How can it be so? How can it be so? The history started out. How can it be so? The darkest could not. You're holding out to Eden. Holding out to Eden. And your joy is really regret. You're thinking of your senses. Thinking of your senses while I kiss your other side. Kiss the dead from your lips. I can't stand your face. Is it any wonder? Is it any wonder when your truth is going down? Is it any wonder the darkness of your pride? I will not take any more from you. And I will not, could not, should not, will not take any more. So go away.
Between my father and my sister.
Redcap Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
Thank you.
From Photo Crime, that was a track called Delicate Prey. That's taken from the Heart of Crime album that was just put out on Profound Lore Records. And that's the work of a guy named Ryan Patterson, making some really interesting kind of synth pop, gothy type stuff. And I think this is their third release and their second one out on Profound Lore Records. Their first one came out in 2018 and was out on Auxiliary Records. And prior to Photo Crime, you heard something from He Dark Age with a track called Holding Out for Eden off the Ecce Homo album. And that was a reissued album that was originally put out way back in 1986. And this is being reissued by Purely Physical Teeny Tapes. And this is, I guess, pieced together by finding old cassettes, recordings of these releases. And I think it's I'm not sure if it's a full album or just a collection of different recordings. But once again, that's something from He Dark Age. And so you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR. And we're going to hear something from a local release, a group called Parlor Panther. They have a release out called Retrograde. This one's doing, I think it's doing pretty good on the campus radio charts across Canada. The Earshot radio charts, and the album is called Retrograde. We're going to hear a track called Sweet Sounds, and then after that we're going to hear from Imani Coppola, and she is a artist that has a few albums out on the Ipecac record label, which is a really interesting label that's run by Mike Patton of Faith No More, as well as Greg Workman. And this is an older album that came out in 2007 called the Black and White album. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Woke Up White. And then we'll see what we get to after that. Ipecac is a pretty interesting label. Definitely check it out if you have the chance. And they're kind of known just for running like one release record deals. And so their whole variety of artists is pretty different. You'll get like all sorts of extreme noise, experimental, electronic, and even some like pop and hip-hop and electronic, all kinds of different stuff. And the only thing I guess that strings them all together is they caught the attention of Mike Patton and Greg Workman. So yeah, we're gonna hear something from the label, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Parlor Panther. This track is called Sweet Sounds. We'll be right back.
fucked up situation.
And all the way from 2007, that was something from Imani Coppola. The album is called Black and White Album, and you heard the track called Woke Up White. It's one of the singles from their release, and this was put out on Ipecac Records. Prior to that, you heard something from Parlor Panther, a local release. A track called Sweet Sounds is what you heard, and that's taken from the Retrograde album. And check it out at parlorpanther.bandcamp.com, and that's a local duo. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to move into some electronic music. And we're going to hear something from the Principe Discos album, which is a label based out of Lisbon, Portugal, putting out some really, really interesting dance and electronic music. And we're going to hear something from one of their recent releases, but not super recent. I guess it came out in 2020. That's AK Adrix and a track called Código de Barras. We're going to hear a track called Ritmo Surfista. And I do believe he's based in the UK. And definitely check out some more stuff from Principe's Disco. If you look at their Bandcamp, you kind of see a running theme of the artwork. They all have these kind of hand-drawn pencil sketches on the front. And there was a really interesting Pitchfork article on the guide to the music of Principe Discos. Check it out at principedisco.bandcamp.com. After that, we're going to hear, after AK Adrix, we're going to hear some new stuff from Blaywon. And Blaywon has an EP out called Soft Walls. We're going to hear a track called Silver. And this was put out on a label called Terranesque. And if you're not familiar, Blaywon makes some pretty heavy, well, not super heavy, but just some really kind of heavy clanging, almost kind of hardcore techno, very bass heavy. And once again, that's Blaywon, B-L-A-W-A-N. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Principe Discos. This is something from AK Adrix.
Thank you.
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Frontdoor Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
To 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown!
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Apart! Oh no!
Break your fingers!
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something from Blaywan, a track off a new EP called Soft Walls. You heard a track called Silver, and that's W-A-A-H-L-S, and that's the work of Blaywan, and you can check it out at turnesque.bandcamp.com, and I do believe, yeah, anyways, I'm not sure if this is first name, but anyways, kind of mixed up here right now, but anyways, check out some more stuff from Blaywan if you like that style of kind of heavy clanging techno stuff like that. But anyways, before that, I'm kind of rambling right now. You heard something from Principe Disco's records. You heard something from AK Adrix with a track called Ritmo Surfista, and that's taken off a 2020 release called Catigo de Barras. And we're gonna keep going with some more music, see how much I could fit in the next 13 or so minutes. And up next, we're gonna hear a record label called Listening Blue Records, and you can hear a compilation called Fury, which is a put out I think towards the end of 2020, and features a whole bunch of really great DJs such as Joe Eric, Lazy Pluto, and some other stuff that I'm not as familiar with, but I gave this compilation a good listen when it first came out. From Fury, you can hear a track called Temple of Jupiter, and that's by Lazy Pluto. Check it out at listeningblue.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Debit. And Debit is a work of, I do believe her name is Delia Beat on Instagram, but she's one of the, doing some DJ work for Azalea Banks most recently, but she's also put out stuff on the Nafi record label, and really cool label. It's N-A-F-I, and we're going to hear something from an older release from Debit, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. I think we're going to hear something from an album called Animus. You'll hear a track called Gauzy, and I think this came out in 2018. But yeah, definitely check out some more stuff from the Nafi label. Hopefully I can play some stuff in the near future, as it's really, really great electronic label. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM from the Fury compilation out on Listening Blue Records, this is something from Lazy Pluto. The track is called Temple of Jupiter. Thank you. Just wanted to jump in here quickly and mention what you just heard. That was Lazy Pluto with Temple of Jupiter off the Fury compilation out on Listening Blue Records. And I'm just kind of looking at the time and it doesn't look like it'll be able to fit any more in. So just wanted to jump in and say bye for the night and mention I'll be back next week with more great music. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And if you missed anything I said, you can always head to citr.ca. Go to the shows and any of the podcasts and programs and stuff, you can see a play sheet as well as add the podcast here to your favorite podcast catcher. So anyways, I'm going to leave you with that one track that I mentioned, something from Debit, and check it out at yourdebit.bandcamp.com. The 2018 album called Animus. We're going to hear a track called Gauzy, and then it'll close off the program for tonight. So thanks for tuning in to Canada Post Rock. And once again, I'll be back next week right here on CITR. This track is called Gauzy by Debit.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Hey, we're J+J+J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The Sit